Eric Decker comes over from Denver, and we know who was throwing the football. What kind of production should Jets fans expect from him now that he's a Jet?
Yeah, the numbers are good, and I like Decker coming out, you know, out of the University of Minnesota, but I see him as the ideal number two receiver, which is okay. I mean, there's a lot of teams that have a bunch of twos and threes and do quite well. I mean, you know, look at the Seattle Seahawks. Did they have a number one receiver? Can't say Percy Harvin was. He only played one game last year, right? Super Bowl. So I think he's the ideal number two receiver who could be very productive. You know, he's got to be able to, he can get pushed around a little bit, but I think he certainly brings depth to the group. He brings experience. He brings production and makes them better.
How much does Chris Johnson have left in the tank?
Enough to break off a 60-yarder a couple times this year. But I like their backfield depth. I think that's a really good group. And then you just hope that Mangold stays healthy, can anchor that offensive line. Bruno Giacomini coming in as a free agent. You know, you just hope that comes together. Because to me, the offensive line has to come together for you to enjoy the fruits of whatever development Geno Smith has, or if it's Michael Vick, or... You know, if it, you know, to have those wide receivers do well, the running game do well, I mean, it really does start up front. Cliche, but it's true.
You talk to everybody in the National Football League.
Not quite everybody.
Well, come on, Mort.
Some of them don't want to talk to me for good reason.
Let's just say you have a lot of sources. This Jets front on the defensive side of the ball, where are they considered as far as ranking-wise? Are they the tops in the league right now?
Well, I don't know because I haven't gone around and actually polled who's got the best defensive line, but we know how formidable they are, and nobody likes playing them, and tough to run the ball against, and it's going to be a battle. So that part's good. I mean, I really think when you look at the Jets, the least unit you worry about is the defensive line.
How does this team take the next step? We said they won 8-8 last year. We know the Patriots have owned the division. Tom Brady's not going away anytime soon, even though he's up there in years. He's still playing at a high level.
Right. Explosive plays, either in the passing and running game, or preferably both. And so whether that's Geno Smith or Michael Vick, throwing it and then running it, I think that offensive line definitely has to come together. The maturity of D. Milliner in the secondary, I think they might have hit on Dexter McDougal, the kid out of Maryland. He had a shoulder injury. You know, people say, well, he's a little undersized, but I think they might have hit on that one. And then just developing the third and fourth, you know, the depth back there is important. And you know, the division it's wide open after Tom Brady. And if anybody has their number, it's the Jets.